The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. With two longer readings today, a little bit shortened homily, there have been many speculations, various opinions about why our Lord went to the ground and what he wrote when he went to the ground. Of all of those, it seems most plausible that he went to the ground for the sake of the woman, because she's the one who would have been looking there. So this woman caught in the very act of committing adultery. So you can imagine how she might have been dressed, or the lack of clothing she might have had. Perhaps just a blanket around her. And it says she's put in the middle. Right, all the righteous ones surrounding her, including the man alleged to be the Messiah. In this woman's shame, where would she have been looking? And so where does our Lord go? He goes to meet her there. And what does he write on the ground? I personally think he must have been writing for her. A word of hope. A word of salvation. A word of light. A word of mercy. Something that would have been life-giving for her. And it's a great reminder on this spiritual journey that we are all making, how important it is regularly to check ourselves. Are we gazing upon Christ? Are we constantly turning our eyes towards Him? The more we look at ourselves or even those around us, the more there's going to be reason for despair. The more there's going to be reason for sadness, for sorrow, for anxiety, for doubt, for fear. Take your eyes off yourselves. Right? Look to our Lord. Every time we look at Him, there's reason for hope. There's reason for salvation. There's cause for joy.